Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you're not sure what the will of God is, don't try to start saying. Get your nose in the book. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Get yourself in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
Until you find out what the will of God is on this. Seek the Lord. Pray and seek Him. Pray in the Spirit. Until you find out what He's saying to you, because He'll speak a word to you. Amen. A living anointed word about your situation. And when He does, you put that word in your mouth. Hallelujah. And you just keep saying that. I believe the Lord put that word, this word in our mouth a few months ago, that extra's coming in. Extra's coming in. And we're paying off everything quickly. Hallelujah. If you'll get that in your mouth and you'll believe it in your heart and you say it with your mouth, it will flat come to pass. We're getting testimonies right and left. It's happening. But if you go, I don't know about all that, you know. Well, you won't be bothered with it. But you'll still have what you say. That don't work for me. Just did. Can you see that? You're saying it doesn't work for me like that, and it doesn't work for you like that. But it did just work for you. Whatever you believe and say consistently, that's what you'll have. Because Jesus said you'll have whatever you say. And I believe what Jesus said. And if He said you'll have whatever you say, then you'll have whatever you say. Go to Hebrews 10, please. Hebrews 10 and 21. 10:21 says, having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near. Again, He's talking about the Lord being our high priest. Let us draw near with the true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us do what?
Hold fast
the confession of our faith. What? Without wavering or without changing. No vacillating back and forth on it. What about our bills? Well, I call my bills paid. And I hope they're going to be paid. I call my bills paid. But sure don't look like they're going to be paid. I don't know how in the world am I going to get that much money by next week? You're not holding fast to your confession. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. That's why we can hold fast without fear of being disappointed, because He is faithful. And if I'm saying what He told me to say, I can count on it. He's going to bring that to pass. Because I'm just saying what He said. I'm saying what He said. Now, two things. In Ezekiel, you don't have to turn there, but Ezekiel 16:6, he says, when I passed by you and saw you polluted in your own blood, I said to you, when you were in your blood, what?
Live.
Yea, I said to you, when you were in your blood, live. So He didn't just say, you're in a mess. He didn't just say, you're dying. He didn't just say, you're not going to make it. What did He say? Oh, we got to learn not to say what we're seeing, but say what we hear Him say. Say, live. Live. Everybody say live. There is life in an anointed word to say live. Now let this verse get in you. Because there will be somewhere, sometime, you need to do this. That you'll need to speak over something, over yourself, over somebody, over some situation, and say, no, 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 no. Live. In Jesus' name, live. And it'll be because the Spirit of God quickened that to you. Quickened it to you to say, in fact, you heard that in your spirit. And so you're just saying what you heard. Can you see this, friends? Well, what if they tell you that your kidney's dead? Does it have to stay dead? Or part of your liver's dead? Or this or that's dead? What do you just have to accept it and that's the end? Or do we still serve a God with whom nothing's impossible, nothing's too hard, and all things being possible to those that believe? You don't just say anything, you look to Him. Tell me what to say about this, Lord. And He'll quicken to you from His Word and by His Spirit. It could be this verse right here. Live. Live. And if it comes up in you, then you get bold and you speak to it. You say, kidney, you're my kidney and you got to listen to me in Jesus' name. Live. Live, kidney. Liver, live. Live. Live and be whole. Live and be healed. Yes. You know, Jesus told the woman that had the spirit of infirmity, He said, you are loosed from your infirmity. Yes. Well, the moment after He said that, she was still bent over. Yeah. Confession is made unto salvation. You don't see it and then say it. You say it and then see it. Yes. Hallelujah. You don't experience it and then believe it. You believe it, then experience it. Oh, somebody's getting it in here. Somebody's getting it. Go to John 4, please. Don't accept limitations. Don't accept that you can't eat like other people. I believe I'm speaking by the Spirit of God. Don't accept that you can't travel like other people. You can't do what you need to do. And if you say, I can't, then you're locked. I can't eat that. I can't do that. I can't be away from home overnight. I can't do this. I can't do that. If you say so, you've decreed it. But with God, how hard would it be to reach inside you and His power to tweak something? Change something. He made you. He is the Lord, your fixer. I ministered to people at healing school back when I was working in Brother Hagin's ministry, who came in wearing gloves and masks and had come to believe they were allergic to the air and people. Now, that's quite a problem. Are you never going to be around anybody? Got to breathe. And over a period of time, they pulled those masks off. Hallelujah. They pulled those gloves off and got free. Hallelujah. By the power of God. Not to say they didn't have real reactions and real problems, but it's because they had given place to the enemy. Over a period of weeks and months and years, they just kept letting the enemy rob from them and steal from them, and they were agreeing with the enemy. He said, you can't eat this. And what'd they say? I can't eat this. The devil told them, you can't do this. You can't be around this. You can't stand this. You can't deal with this. And what did they do? They put that in their mouth and said the same thing that the devil said to them. We don't want to do that. We want to say the same thing the Lord said to us. He didn't say you can't. He said I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He didn't say I'm too weak. He said let the weak say I am strong. Put that in your mouth. Believe it in your heart. Say it with your mouth, and your body can change to the point where you can eat anything anybody else can eat. You can go anywhere anybody else wants to go. You can do anything anybody else wants to do. You're free. Bondage is not the will of God. A restricted, limited life is not from the Lord. He didn't do that to you. And it's possible to get complete. I don't care how long you've been that way. It's possible to get completely free. That woman with the spirit of infirmity, she had been bowed over, bent over for what, 13 years? 18 years. Could not straighten herself up. Well, in that length of time, you get used to it. That's just your life. 2 decades almost. But Jesus said, woman, you are loosed from your infirmities. Now, 2 minutes after he said that, she's still bound. She's still bent over. After that, he laid his hands on her and ministered, and she straightened up. But where did it start? Where did it start? Where did it start? He said it. How many know there is no better example to follow than the Master? Do what he did. Operate like he did. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. John 4, did you get there? John 4, 46. Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine. There was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea unto Galilee, he went to him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So he is pleading with Jesus to come and minister to his son. You could say he's begging. That's all he knows. That's all you know, that's all you know. And then Jesus said to him, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. That's not what the man wanted to hear. He wants him to just say, okay, I'll come, let's go. But Jesus looks at him and says, basically, I'm paraphrasing, there's an issue here. You're not going to believe anything unless you see it, which is not faith. If you see it, it's too late to believe it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Only way you can be in faith about it is you don't see it yet.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God who gives me